Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. He's Jason Inman. We are joined by the amazing, beautiful, and sexy Mr. Jay Washington, because you are amazing, beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we're going to continue the discussion we were having in our main episode, where we're going to talk about how we want the Hulk to appear and continue appearing in the MCU.
But first, we have to mention that if there are any Marvel producers among our patrons, Jay Washington would do a great job as the voice of the Hulk in a cartoon.
10 out of 10, do agree.
That Hulk smash impressed the hell out of us.
Thank you.
It's almost like you're a professional performer.
Kind of like I do this sometimes.
Okay, so we are here to talk about what is going to happen with the Hulk in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, I just happened to watch Avengers Endgame last night as the time of this recording, and Smart Hulk, Professor Hulk, is all over that movie, and it's a very interesting progression. So we want to talk about, like, why, like, if they're going to make another Hulk movie, what do we think we should be? Or if not, what should the Hulk storyline be? Mm. Or is the Hulk done? But Ashley, I want to talk about, you briefly mentioned this in the episode, your Planet Hulk thoughts.
I will die angry. All right,
tell us your argument for this.
I think Planet Hulk is the single greatest Hulk story that's ever been written. Immortal Hulk has a chance to eclipse it, I think, because it's just more to my taste. But Planet Hulk is, like, such a wild, out there idea, and it's so good. And then, like, at the end with Kyara, when she dies, I think it's BS that their children were born later, but whatever.
Well, and I also say the buildup to World War Hulk is great.
Yeah, I know Jason doesn't like World War Hulk. Ashley likes World War Hulk. That's fine.
It's not as good.
More World War Hulk for me. But I truly thought, and because it is, it's only those 14 issues, like, it is literally a closed loop. It's so perfect and begging to be made into a movie. And I love Taika Waititi. I love Hulk Ragnarok, but they gave us the...
I love you. I wish it was called Hulk Ragnarok.
Because that's pretty much what it is.
Hulk Ragnarok. Jesus I like Christ. How you did that. Yeah, Hulk Ragnarok is great. But it's not what I wanted to see that story translated as. Yeah. And now, because we've had Comedy Corps, and also, for some reason, I stand weird alien bugs. Like, I stand Forager and I stand Meek so hard. And we have, like, a weird bug that, like, this is Meek. And I'm like, no, Meek is, like, the king of the weird bugs on that planet. And also the traitor and a really dynamic and interesting character who we'll never get. So, like, I'm kind of sad because of that. But I do want this discussion to be, like, let's forget about the fact that the rights to the Hulk distribution.
That's
are
what I was
super,
just about to say.
Super okay, so, fucked up.
So yeah, that does not exist. So let's say the Universal rights are out of this argument.
Okay.
So we can make a Hulk movie if we do. So, but Jay, I want to hear your thoughts. One, do you think there should be another Hulk movie? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you. Now, let's talk about this. Now, you can, if you want, pitch your ideas for what you would love to see them do with a Hulk movie, or I want to hear your thoughts of, like, what do you think they're going to do with the Hulk?
Okay.
Well, yeah, like, going forward.
So my idea for a Hulk movie would finally be to have the separation of the two.
Mm.
Have Banner finally split himself.
Mm. Would you do that with, it's classically done by Doc Samson.
Yeah, you can introduce it, because, again, mm-hmm. another character you can find a way to introduce in the MCU with no problem. Because of him, you know, Samson helping to split him, that's how Samson gets his abilities, taking it, bam, you go from there. Now, while he's trying to figure out how to control the Hulk, who's on his own, now he has to fight Doc Samson. The two of them have to figure out how to get back together, bam, that's your movie right there.
Mm-hmm.
2-hour movie, MCU done with that one. I would love to see, we know they're going into phase 4, 5, however far they go.
9, 10.
Let it be. They'll probably pull that off. Give me the Maestro.
Again. Well, he's got that messed up arm now, right? And Maestro is classically...
Maestro has a robot arm.
He has a robot. And that's what it seemed like. It seems like they could be going this route, because they've said that his arm is permanently screwed now.
Mm-hmm.
So you make the Hulk your biggest villain. He's just as big as any other villain you will have. A Thanos, a Doctor Doom, a Galactus. In a sense, not a world, you know, ender, but he can. And then you have the Avengers have to chase down one of their own. Have them have to deal with that. See, because you have to bring this big level of Avengers who now they don't realize exactly how strong. They have a clue, but they have no real clue of how strong. Because Banner's pretty much the only one, and he doesn't even know how strong the Hulk is. You have the Maestro, who is the strongest version of the Hulk, with the smartest version of the Hulk, mm-hmm. but with an evil persona running around. Let him, you know, everybody trying to figure out, well, what do we do? Well, he's 2-3 steps ahead of us. I think that would make for a good Avengers movie.
It'd be so cute to see Mark Ruffalo try to play evil.
You ready? Okay, you ready? Here it is.
Here it is.
So his arm's screwed up, right?
Uh-huh.
He tries to fix his arm with more gamma radiation.
Great.
Because he does that, it makes him double strong and it turns him into, we won't call him the Maestro or whatever, but like he will get super mean, super angry. Yes. And he becomes the villain and he's like impossible to stop. He's evil. He's cackling. He's laughing. He's as bad as Thanos. I would even joke, maybe he does eat somebody. Like we're just like, oh, I think he ate somebody.
I don't know. Hulk to eat people.
And then you can drop in like some notifications by somebody who knows Bruce. Maybe this could be the movie that introduces Rick Jones. And he's like, oh, I've been childhood friends with Bruce all the time.
No, Rick Jones.
This is the movie. You only have him in this one movie.
Okay.
Like, so you have Rick Jones be a co-scientist of Bruce Banner at whatever college they went
to.
Okay. So like they've been best friends their entire life. Like he still stays in touch with them, whatever. And you have this new personality, you do the personality thing, this new personality takes over Bruce. And Bruce is like, I'm going to take over the United States because it's like, or I'm going to take over the world. This is crazy. And he starts calling himself the Maestro. And they're like, why the hell is he calling himself the Maestro? And Rick is, oh, that was his D&D name when he was the
kid.
And then here you go. Here's the kicker. Bruce's rampage is across the world. He destroys a city in every single continent, giving us the title of the movie, World War Hulk.
Marvel can hire us anytime as co-producers.
That is
on
so
this movie.
Dope. Yep. And you're in the process, he has to, all of a sudden, his hair is growing out mm-hmm. and it's getting grayer. And you're like, it's one of those slow things that you don't pay attention to until later on in the movie. You're like, wait. Look at his hair.
And
look at his beard.
And then we're going to steal this Mark Waid bit. The end of the movie is the scene from, I can't remember if it's Axis or whatever. There's a scene in the comic books where there's a flashback, and there's a flashback back to this gamma-laced adamantium-tipped bullet.
It's Axis.
And Bruce Banner gives it to Hawkeye and says, if anything ever happens to me, I go too far.
Okay, yeah.
They reference that in Immortal Hulk.
You use it.
Which, by the way, they do in their comics.
They do it, and then the Avengers look at him like, yo, what was you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the end of it, so the movie, Hawkeye's journey for this movie is, at the very beginning, he's like, do I use it? No, not yet. Do I use it? No, not yet. But then after this, I think you have Hawkeye experience a loss. I would even consider for the idea that Hulk is somehow responsible for the death of Clint's wife.
No, yes. I love Linda Cardellini.
No, that would make it
the
bad.
The kids survive, but the wife is down. And this makes the last arc of the movie, because we've already seen Clint be Ronin, is Clint being like, I'm going to straight up kill this guy. And the ending of the movie is he does it. He and so that way, if we do another Avengers movie, it's the trial of Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he also, and if he does it, he has to be able to do it where I shoot a dummy arrow first.
Yep.
Because the Maestro is so smart and quick.
Yeah.
As soon as he shoots it, he catches it.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, so the idea is that so Linda dies, and we're like, oh, okay, so Hawkeye can kill the Hulk. Okay, who cares? And then the climax is like, bam, Hulk's dead, and you're like, what? And you see Hawkeye, and then the last scene of the movie is the flashback of Bruce being like, here's the thing, if I ever go too far.
Yeah. Or, you know, that would be a way to make the end credits scene actually matter now.
Yeah.
It's actually full arrows, just the arrowhead.
Yeah.
Marvel, I'm cheap.
I work for scale.
You literally could pay me Writers Guild scale for this, and I would happily write
it. Okay, I want to add, once Marvel hires us as a producing team, then after that, you can let him go dormant for phase 5 to bring back in phase 6.
Ooh, I know where you're going.
For phase 5, you do a totally awesome Hulk, Amadeus Cho. Mm-hmm. You cast a young, cheap Canadian Asian Canadian actor, because you hire people from Kim's Convenience, you hire Andrew Fung to play an adult Amadeus Cho, and then you can have your funny Hulk movie in between your two really serious Hulk movies.
And then when Bruce Banner comes back, because he will, it's Immortal Hulk.
That's right.
And then even now, we talked about this earlier, we took out the rights situation.
Yeah.
However, the rights to Amadeus Cho
belong to Marvel.
Mm-hmm. They own Totally Awesome Hulk.
Yeah.
I mean, the interesting thing, though, is I think we, all three of us, are all on board for the Hulk going back to villain status.
Yes.
Which I think is very interesting.
Yes.
Because it's interesting, the MCU hasn't done him as a villain.
I think they're too afraid to do him as a villain.
Also now, Disney.
Well, Disney.
For
and
good
also,
and for ill, of course.
Well, not even just that, it's merchandising.
Yeah.
You can sell more merchandise, Hulk hands and things like that, with Hulk being a hero.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure if they can move all this merchandise with Hulk as a villain.
But let's be honest, we've all been hit by a little kid with Hulk hands. That's
yeah,
what a little kids like about him.
And they're all villains.
Yeah.
They're all villains. So, I mean, I get it, but I would love to see it. I mean, we're like right now as we record this, they're discussing, they know who they're going to use for Phase 4 and 5, their bigger villain.
Absolutely.
But it's always got to be this big galactic, no pun intended, type villain now.
Yeah.
You have a Thanos. It's either going to be Galactus or Kang, you know. So,
or Silver Surfer.
I don't think Silver Surfer will be the villain. I think he'll be the prelude.
Mm.
My prediction is still it's going to be Doom.
You think Doom is going to be the one?
I think.
I mean, he's big enough, but I think
My reasoning for that. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
My reasoning for that is I think if we go back cosmic right away, it's just going to seem like Thanos 2.0. I think what is going to happen is I think we set up Doom, and then Doom is the setup for either the Celestials or Galactus.
Well, I think that's what the Eternals is for. The Eternals is definitely open that door.
But I think Galactus or the Eternals are the long game. I think right now, if we do another cosmic villain right after Endgame, it's going to fall so flat.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if we do an Earth-based villain, then, you know, because the idea is that Doom, you could do Doom as a big Earth, like he could be the Avengers villain because he's so smart.
Yeah, I agree with
you. He's
this.
So smart that he could like outthink you.
I just thought about it. I'm like, I feel like Doom can't outthink them. Mm-hmm. But I think the level of Avengers we have now, you know, with the amount of people we saw in Endgame and what we know is to come, do you think that still will hold? And yes, in the comics, he did tackle them all.
Well, what about
on screen?
What about an army of Doombots? So we have basically evil Iron Man suits, right? And we don't have Iron Man on our side to bring all of his suits along.
Well, here's the thing. Doom was part of a group called the Cabal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is in the Brian Michael Bendis Avengers run. And
yes,
that is what a lot of Avengers, the movies and stuff, they've stolen a lot from Brian Michael Bendis. And in the Cabal...
Stolen, by which we mean Brian Michael Bendis signed a piece of paper that said they could.
Well, no, but they've taken a lot from
it.
Because, you know, there's a lot of people think like Secret Invasion is on the timeline, which I hope so, because Secret Invasion is a great event.
Yes.
It'd be a great opportunity to recast some of your problematic actors.
Yeah. it was Doom, Emma Frost, Loki, Namor... and then who else was in there? But anyways,
Norman Osborn
was the other one too. So that would be like an interesting way to like introduce Norman Osborn, introduce Namor. But also, let's think about this. Okay, who are the Avengers right now? Almost Captain America, Falcon. Well, he's not, you know, because
did you hear about what his real quick side note? Did you hear about his series?
No,
his series is the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. His series is about the government not wanting him to be Captain America.
What? Why are they doing that?
That is his series. The government is not wanting him to. Is not wanting Sam Wilson.
That makes me.
But we can continue.
All right, wait, real quick. For our listeners, if you know not, Jay is, if you can't tell, you know, Jay is African American.
Yeah, I think I am.
have you done your 23andMe?
Yes. Jay, for me,
I think that's dumb as hell.
Yes. Okay.
I think it's dumb as hell.
I think as a cornbread middle America white man, I think that sounds like, why does our first like lead or a second lead black character gonna get shit on in his TV?
We can call him our first lead because I know he wasn't the lead of the movie, but he predates Black Panther.
That sounds so stupid. Hey, I didn't know that.
Hey, as a corn-fed Midwest black guy,
yeah,
I think it's a dumb thing.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm like,
don't do that to Anthony Mackie.
Yo, I don't get it, because if they're gonna go a route of, well, just because Rogers chose you doesn't make it you. And I'm like, no, that's the perfect person
God
to choose.
Damn it.
You can also, but the more interesting way to do that is to be like, Sam doesn't think he deserves the mantle. And then the course rather, of that yes. series I would is rather him live and Bucky. It as,
yes.
I would rather live it with that.
And
with
it's Sam. Bucky being like, yes, you do.
Right. And that's the whole, I would rather that be the plot because you even remember at the end of Endgame, he was like, who's Shield Lady? He was like, it's yours.
We just watched that yesterday. And that moment is so beautiful. And I like to talk about moments where it's the actor is saying goodbye or the actor's having a moment, not the character. And Jason was like, I think that's Anthony Mackie. He's like, I can't believe I'm Captain America.
When I saw Endgame in theaters, a lot of people were like, oh, it made me cry. The only
me every time.
The only time in that entire movie that gets me misty is the moment where Steve hands the shield to Sam. And there's a beat where he goes, oh, it doesn't feel like it's mine. And Steve goes, it is, because it is yours. And then there's a long, it's like a 20-second beat where there's no dialogue. And Sam's just looking at the shield.
Yeah.
And he says, thank you. And he looks like he's about to cry. Like, that's the moment to me where, because like, to me, like, as a soldier, I'm like, wow, that is such an amazing, like, the unit is yours.
Right.
Like, this is, or Mr. President, you're now the president. Like, and, like, you can tell, like, how much that moment means to Anthony Mackie. Like, that's the only, like, I am so excited. I want a movie that is Sam Wilson, Captain America.
So, one of my good friends is close friends with Mackie, and they all know what I do, so we talked about it. He was like, Mackie was like, he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it, and he's still excited for it no matter what. He was like, the fact that my
like,
I'm Captain America. Yeah. Like, he knew he was going to be Sam Wilson.
Yeah.
Also, and his Captain America costume is
awesome.
in the comics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because, you know, I would say,
have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen the comics. Okay, yeah. I've seen the comics. I thought you were talking about the suit for the
No. I was like, they're definitely going to copy
maybe we'll see one soon.
Well, yeah, because he's seen it. Remember, he said he's seen it already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, if it dropped. But he was like, the fact that I get to tell my kids I'm Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, in the comic books, my character is Captain America.
Yeah.
Daddy has
also,
the shield.
So, because we watched this last night. There was something last night in watching that moment again where, to me, it almost comes off as so metaphorical and very much like the view that I want of America, that this you know, cornbread white man from the 1940s hands the legacy of America to an African American man. Like, to me, I was like, oh, that to
it's
me,
beautiful.
That's America.
Yeah,
like,
that
is so America.
Because we all still are talking about the trailer from Black Panther when Black Panther is chasing Bucky, was like, did Bucky get unfrozen and call him the N-word? Steve had to stop. Bucky, you can't say that! Bucky! But like, and it's also that too, having Bucky be like, you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember, because everybody was like, of course they're giving it to Bucky, because we kept seeing it in Winter Soldier when he holds the shield.
Yeah.
We saw all these different things that said it was going to be Sebastian Stan. And for him, when they take that walk, when that's that pause, and you see Sebastian Stan tell him, go.
You go, yeah.
That's that moment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
This has been Sam Wilson Corner.
Yeah, this is our Sam Wilson Corner.
This is why you also need to be supporting Jay, because Jay will give you all the news.
Yo, by the way, I just want to tell our patrons that, like, if you have ever been like, oh, man, I wish Jason and Ashley talked about that more. Well, we don't, because, like, there's stuff like the Mad Titan podcast by Jay, and Jay covers it all, so we don't have to.
Yeah.
So
I'm the only person I know and people know that watch every single comic book TV show that comes out, like, all the ones people be like, I'm not doing this no more.
You're right.
But no, and I'll watch those and watch the movies and go in depth with them, and I tell everybody it's barbershop talk. Like, Ashley, you've done it a couple times.
Yep.
Jason, you've done it. Mm-hmm. Like, we just talk. Mm-hmm. We just have fun and just talk.
So I want to ask a question. We want to get back to Hulk.
Yes.
I mean, if we have to.
Yeah, well, that's the point of these extras. They can go anywhere. You know, you're going for more in depth. Let me ask you this. Is there any scenario where we don't see the Hulk again? Like, well, let me ask you, like,
what is Mark Ruffalo's contract?
Well, is there a scenario? Because they talk about, like, there, and I noticed this again from the Avengers Endgame watch. Sorry, it's so fresh in our brains, everybody. There's a lot of talks about how he was like, oh, I finally figured it out. Like, the brains and the brawn.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, like, there, and Marvel is, you know, Marvel's weird with their storytelling. Like, sometimes they take, like, they jump to step 50 before they've ever done 10. And sometimes
I mean, DC does that too.
Sure. But sometimes they just stop. Like, sometimes you're like, oh, I wish we could have more of that. Like, we've, everybody has been like, man, how come we haven't seen Tim Roth in any of these movies? Because he was in movie two.
Or how come they killed Killmonger?
Yeah, or like it took.
Are we sure they killed him?
Well, see, that's the thing, right? Because comics.
I hope not.
Because I think he might have, his body dropped.
Look, we killed Loki and brought him back.
No, but I think what happened, I'll go sidebar.
Sure.
I think his body dropped. Mm-hmm. We cut and then we come back. I think once we cut, T'Challa still did what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. He wanted to save him. Because remember, there is no direct reference that he died.
I'd be fine if there's a scene in Black Panther 2 where he just wakes up out of one of those chambers like Bucky. And he's like, oh, damn it.
He's like, what? Because remember, they can say, look, Wakanda's
technology.
Sure,
he's like, you thought we were going to let you die, cousin?
Yeah, vibranium can do anything.
It can do anything. Yeah. So, again, he dropped. But he has, remember, the Black Panther has the heart-shaped herb. He has the suit. He's quick enough to take it. And they are right just up from where the lab is.
Or even there's an interesting conflict. Welcome to Black Panther sidebar. there's also an interesting conflict in Black Panther 2 if Shuri saved him and didn't tell T'Challa. And T'Challa's like, I honored his wishes.
That can be it too.
And then you hide him. M'Baku hides him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a little further from the capital.
Well, I will say this because I always felt like I was like, Black Panther 2 needs to be the two of them working together, you know, like putting their differences aside against a bigger threat.
I think the threat may be Namor. I still believe the threat is Namor.
Yeah, yeah. Or I always think Kraven the Hunter would make an amazing Black Panther.
I would love for it to be Kraven, but
Namor is also good.
Did you hear Boss Logic's theory about how it could be Kraven?
No.
Kraven is, instead of the normal Sergei Kravinov being a Russian guy, blah, 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 this Sergei Kravinov is actually an exiled member from Wakanda.
Great.
He's lived in a tribe outside of Wakanda in Africa. He's been hunting and training and all this time, but he finds his own variation of the heart-shaped herb, which enhances his abilities. And of course, he wants to hunt the biggest prey. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest prey in Africa for him to hunt? The king of Wakanda.
I'm going to say... that idea doesn't quite work for me because I don't like that we're getting two movies in a row with another exile from Wakanda.
Okay, that's fair.
I'd rather him just be an English dude.
No, that makes sense.
Because I like
an
the idea
evil
of
colonizer.
I like the idea of the colonizers versus Africa.
You.
Like
yeah, that's that makes
the
sense.
Idea. Yeah, because again, like it, that would be one of those things where like, well, how many people escape Wakanda and know about Wakanda?
Kicked out, like,
yeah, because Wakanda was supposed to be the secret.
That's the Krypton problem, right? Like, how many last sons of Krypton?
Yeah,
there?
How many people survived the explosion?
That makes sense.
But no, there's back to Black Panther sidebar over. Back to Hulk. There's a chance that. Because Marvel's done this before. There's a chance that Marvel might just be like, yeah, Hulk storyline's done.
What if he appears in the Black Widow movie? Because we don't know what the Black Widow movie looks like, but we know it's back in time and we know they have had a relationship.
And we know that, I don't think so because...
It's post-Civil War.
No, it's pre.
Is it pre now?
It's
a
prequel, dude.
Okay,
like,
it could also start pre and end.
Well, that's true. Okay,
like,
so
what is time in the Marvel universe?
Everything I have heard is the Black Widow is the Budapest Adventure.
Okay, and also I've heard it's '90s, but then I heard because Kate Shortland was talking about how she lives after Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what got me confused. It was Kate Shortland who is the director of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Her words were confused because of course I heard it was the we're gonna get to learn about Budapest.
We're gonna learn how she joined S.H.I.E.L.D. is what I heard in the movie. Yeah,
right. We're gonna learn about how her ledger got the way it is. How she joined S.H.I.E.L.D. What's the Budapest? Which in turn means we're getting a Jeremy Renner cameo for sure.
Yeah, he was actually just confirmed like this week for it.
Of course, I mean,
yeah.
Let it. I understand how you feel, but we got.
Well, I'll say this.
We're also fresh off the Simulu is not hot enough to be Shang-Chi news. So.
And that's Shang-Chi corner. I'll say this. I remember in like phase two, us saying like, man, if they did a movie called Hawkeye and Black Widow or Black Widow and Hawkeye, that'd be great. The fact of the matter is that now I don't care. Now I'm like, I don't care.
I'm the same way. It's 10 years too late.
Absolutely. 1,000%.
It's 10 years. But the only reason, the point of this movie is to make Florence Pugh go forward.
She's great.
And I get she's a great actress.
Who's Florence Pugh? I'm sorry.
She is the queen from the Robert the Bruce movie.
And she played Paige in Fighting With My Family.
And who is she supposed to be in this?
Midsommar. I think another Black
Widow.
She's the new Black Widow.
Is she blonde Black Widow?
Yes.
She's Greg Rucka's Black Widow.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the entire purpose of Black Widow.
By the way, that's a great comic book miniseries. Go read it. Marvel Knights, Black Widow.
I think that's part of our ancient Black Widow recommended reading.
Wow. But you'd be interested in Black Widow if it was like during that time period where Bruce and her were together.
No. Not, I don't want to see just that because it looks real. It's short.
But if we touch on that.
If you touch on it a little. But it's just, again, it's 10 years too late for the movie. I don't need a prequel. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because what? You give me Taskmaster for what? It doesn't set up anything.
I am excited about Taskmaster, but I will say, like, Marvel at this point, because to me, Endgame shuts the book. And to me, I'm like, everything now needs to be forward.
Well, that's like, again, like they said, how Spider-Man Far From Home is the actual end of the story.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I mean,
you see what I'm saying?
But by comparison, it's like a fart in the wind. You're like, just don't see it. Like,
but you get what I'm saying?
It's
It's the purpose of Spider-Man Far From Home is to officially address multiverses.
Yes.
That's the only purpose of Spider-Man Far From Home, to officially address that. And address the fact, also, I'm sorry, to address the multiverse, to let us know the Kree are still here,
mm-hmm.
and still what is happening. That's the purpose of that.
Mm-hmm.
The Black Widow movie, you didn't need a full 2 hour something movie to tell me you have a new Black Widow.
Mm-hmm. Just introduce her,
because that's all this is for. Marvel does have that problem of dropping storylines, but also, as we saw in Spider-Man Far From Home, they can pick stuff up with characters you completely forgot about.
Yeah.
Look at all the people that worked for Mysterio, the very first dude that could not recreate the arc reactor.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a possibility.
Which actually was my favorite part of that movie.
It was mine too. I was like, oh my God, we literally went back to Iron Man 1. So with the Hulk, to go back to that, I would not like to see him in Phase 4 at all.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Don't show him at all in no Phase 4 movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even want to see Bruce Banner as Professor Hulk talking to Doctor Strange because they have a relationship. None of that. Go into Phase 5 and maybe show him, because this is a character so big that when you pop him back up, if you take him out of two phases, which is 4 years worth of film, you'll be like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I damn near forgot, but Marvel never forgot.
But also, 4 years is not that long.
Yeah, and then in Phase 5, you know, that's when Marvel comes and says, hey Jason, you have this World War Hulk idea.
Yeah.
All your patrons have been tweeting about it constantly.
And you're like, I will take this job, but my caveat is, Jay Washington plays Maestro.
Yeah, I'll play Maestro.
No, J.J. Washington is the voice of the Hulk.
I don't have to do the Mark Ruffalo or Mad voice, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
I'll be the voice of Maestro, or you can make me Barracuda. I don't care. I'll be a street level villain.
Yeah, you can be Barracuda. You can be a good Barracuda, man.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah. Awesome. This was a great Geek History Lesson Extra. Everyone out there that supports our Patreon, I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Jay, please let our patrons know where they can find you as well.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mr. Jay Washington. That's MrJayWashington. If you're liking this Patreon, jump over to mine, to the Supervillain Squad as well. Patreon.com/MrJayWashington. Check out my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/JayWashington80, and the Mad Titan Podcast, everywhere you get podcasts from. I get you caught up on everything that is happening in the Marvel and DC live action cinematic universes. I have a lot. I know there is so much more coming.
Thank you so much for your support, patrons. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Mm. Man, I think I'm excited to write this World War Hulk.
In 10 years.
Yeah.
But you can't now.
No. See, that's the problem.
You write it now to change everything.
Well, I know. Why am I going to spend that much time doing something that I can never sell? Right? I just want to, this is fan corner sidebar. I see a lot of people, like, I did this pitch for Man of Steel 2 and Justice League 2 with Mark Riley, and I think they're really good pitches and they're really good ideas, and so many fans have been like, just write the script. And I'm like, no, because one, I can't send that script to Warner Brothers. They'll throw it out.
And then they'll literally never answer your emails again.
And then they'll blacklist me. Two is like, why would I put months, because it would take months.
Yes, it would.
To write this script that would never get made, when I could write a script or write a book or write a comic that could get made.
Hey, you know what the next the next critique is? Why don't you just fundraise it and do a fan fiction
version? No. Fan fictions don't work, because I actually want to write the things. I don't want to make the things of the things.
Yeah.
So there we go. Anyways, so hashtag War Hulk if you like the pitch. I think Hulk being the villain.
Love that idea.
We all were like, ugh. Yeah. I actually was surprised you guys liked my Maestro idea, because I thought it was a bad pitch.
I did too. I'll say this too. To Patreons, if you guys really liked our Hulk discussion, maybe drop us a comment and we'll have Jay back for a World War Hulk or a Planet Hulk book club episode.
Yeah.
Let's do
that'd
it.
That'd be fun.
There you go. All right, cool. Thank you so much for listening. I have been Jason Green Jeans Inman.
I've been Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.